Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Every day, not a hint of sarcasm like Schaefer.
I've never heard
Don't
Schaefer.
Get the verbal beat down. I love Schaefer.
I never heard Schaefer say anything sarcastic.
Yeah, right? Never.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I remember.
He's always encouraging and complimentary.
He's such a nice guy.
He is.
We got to get him. Got to get him a list of ladies to get him a call so he can go out with them.
Who couldn't like Ryan?
He should just meet with you at the, party.
Yeah, come out to party tonight. Foul. I'll hook you up tonight, Ryan.
Man.
Yeah, he's
Yeah, this could be your
I might go.
This could be your lucky day, Ryan.
Yeah, so everybody
stop using Grindr.
All right, we got to move
on. Just kidding.
All right, we got to go. Let's get to Chris Dortch from Blue Ribbon joins us now. Chris, what's going on this morning?
That's a good thing they had you in there to get things back on target.
Yeah, you just never know when things
are like the traffic cop.
Go the other way. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, just hooping it, baby. It's just about to get into that time of year, with conferences playing 20 league games. We're already seeing some conference matchups, but it's been a pretty interesting month or 6 weeks so far.
How do you account for four top-ranked teams losing already? Louisville was the latest a couple nights ago against Texas Tech, but you had Michigan State, you had Kentucky, you had Duke before that. How is all this going down?
Well, it seems like an oversimplification, but I looked at every one of those losses, Kevin, and it was just shooting. Michigan State shot 19.2% from three when it lost to Kentucky. Kentucky shot 4 of 17 from three when it lost to Evansville. Duke, when it lost at home to Stephen F. Austin, and they hadn't lost to a non-conference opponent, something like 150 games, whatever it was, they were 20 of 40 from the free throw line. And then Louisville the other night losing to Texas Tech just got totally shut down, only shot 34% from the floor and 17.6% from three. So, and just looking at it so far, guys, I think that teams are still adjusting to the three-point goal, the line being a little farther back. I think great shooters never looked at it. It doesn't matter. But not a lot of teams have great, great shooters. So the average shooters, the marginal shooters, they're either, going to have to rethink and not shoot it anymore, or they're going to have to get better. So, and then the other thing I think that people haven't really thought about is when teams get an offensive rebound, now the clock gets reset to 20 seconds, not a full 30. So that's teams are adjusting to that to get into their offense a little quicker. So, these rules have just made it this first 5-6 weeks a little tenuous. And then the other thing, I don't think there's a great, great team out there.
Right.
There's just a bunch of good ones.
Well, the one of the showdown games that everybody's been looking forward to since the schedules came out is Tennessee and Memphis, and it happens on Saturday over in Knoxville. And we can talk about all the stuff, sort of surrounding the game. But, I think about keys. One of the keys to me is Tennessee avoiding live ball turnovers, which that was a huge problem in their loss against Florida State. They got to keep that from happening on Saturday.
Yeah, I think the thing about that game against Florida State, that they just collect tall and lengthy guys. And Tennessee, for the first few minutes of that game, just looked like they were handing them the ball. But in actuality, Florida State puts a lot of guys out there with length, and they're experienced. So that was a problem, and they almost fought their way back. And it's really kind of been a problem all year long. Lamonte Turner's, he's got a 2-to-1 assist to turnover ratio, but because he's passed off for so many assists, but he's turned it over 30 times, and that's kind of uncharacteristic of him. I think he's adjusting to a new role as being the lead guard, where Bone has departed, and his shoulder's bothering him, and that could be a factor. He's not shooting the ball as well, and he's trying to do more things. And I think if they can just get him to, just let the game come to him, that's going to be a big factor in because he's got 30 of Tennessee's turnovers this year.
Chris Dortch is our guest from Blue Ribbon.
Look, it's man, if you were the NCAA president, like Mark Emmert, what would you do, I guess, to, well, I guess, allow the athletes to have economic rights if you think they could or should? What would you do to make it look fair on both sides from the NCAA's point of view as well as the players?
Man, that's a tough one, buddy. I don't know the answer to that. I think that I've always been of the belief that I think a scholarship and the cost of going to school is pretty fair for what amounts to a part-time job. The likeness is the problem, and it's where and even though the NCAA has allowed that to happen now, I think it opens up a can of worms. Mm-hmm. For example, let's say Oregon wants somebody. Well, who do you think they call? They call Phil Knight. And who's going to out-duel them? We'll give you a Nike commercial right here, right now. What if Louisville or Kentucky wants somebody and they say, well, we've got a horse owner here. He's got a two-year-old colt that's going to run in the Derby. We'll give him to you if you come. So it's going to open up a can of worms. And also on campus, in the locker room, is that going to cause jealousy when the number one guy gets a Nike ad and the number five guy gets Nick and Tony's restaurant? I don't know. It's a tough thing. And I don't have an answer for it, to be honest with you. I just thought that a scholarship, especially if you went to a place like Vanderbilt, was a pretty good deal. Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of math and English students that would love to have a deal like that.
By the way, the veal at Nick and Tony's cannot be topped, Chris.
Yeah. I would be that guy, so I would relish that moment.
Chris, on a more serious note, you've got to talk, when you're talking Tennessee and Memphis, you've got to talk about the goofy politics that exist where they're trying to kill the series. And it just, to me, especially in college basketball, where sometimes you need a reason to watch a game pre-conference. And, I just think... the logic is idiotic on both sides, and it deprives the fans. Where do you think this is headed?
Well, first of all, I like the way you put that. Need a reason to watch a game, and that's true. I think that there's a lot of these matchups that only a nerd like me could appreciate. And any time you can get state rivals together, that's going to be a good series. I think part of it stemmed from last year. There was a little bit of a dust-up, and I don't know, maybe Penny overstated the balled-up fists and all that stuff. And, Tennessee responded, I think, on Twitter. Probably wasn't the best way to do it. And then Penny responded, I don't have to tell you what he said about Rick. And I think that kind of got the ball rolling. But if you look at Rick's media opportunity the other day, and, of course, you wouldn't expect him to say anything different, but he was real diplomatic and complimentary of Penny and his recruiting and how they've started this year. So, I don't know. I think Rick, he was, however, talking about, well, we got to look at it because there's opportunities for both sides and to play games. And that's true, there are. But there are certain games that need to be played, Kansas, Missouri for one, and that'll never happen again after Missouri left the Big 12. And Memphis, Tennessee is just one of those games.
And Chris, on top of this, and you know this better than we do, you look at the immediate futures of both programs. Barnes has maybe the best recruiting class in Tennessee basketball history coming in next year. And you know what Penny is building in Memphis. So to me, I mean, come on, man. You know, they're always thinking about revenue streams and how to better, get the most out of the pre-conference basketball season. This would be just, Battle of Titans.
Yeah, and my theory has always been that they should play it in Nashville. I mean, it's a great venue. It's a great basketball town. It's, I don't know if it's equidistant between the two schools, but it's pretty close. And it's going to draw a good crowd, and ESPN will be there. You know it will. So if you're worried about having to go to one another's home court, just play it in Nashville on a neutral site. It'd be like the bragging rights game that Illinois and St. Louis, Illinois and Missouri play in St. Louis every year. And it's a big draw. And again, like you said, they should play. And I just hope politics don't get in the way. It certainly did for years. I don't know, did our state legislature have to get involved to get him back playing again? And I'd hate to see that happen.
Chris, great as always, and looking forward to the first edition of our show coming up in just a little bit.
Me too, buddy. Thanks.
All right, he's Chris Dorch of Blue Ribbon, and we'll have the Blue Ribbon College Basketball Hour, our debut for this season, this week. Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Coming up next, Take 3, first Blaine, and a word about Eurofix.
Yes, it's about a decade ago when you first heard, they keep your car forever. They don't call you back when they say they will, and they're not being honest. Looks like nothing's been done or changed. A recent AAA survey says 2 out of 3 drivers don't trust auto repair shops. Well, naturally, Blaine Bitchbury to tell you about what Eurofix is all about, and their owner, Aaron Stokes, is a man that you can trust. Eurofix is the home of European automotive repair. They take the irritation out of auto repair. You get a free loan of car with every repair, timely callbacks, and repairs that only you, yes, you, authorize. Plus a free 15-minute multi-point visual inspection at no cost. Whether or not Eurofix repairs your vehicle, and they repair them all, like Saab, Volvo, Audi, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Land Rover, Jaguar, Mini, BMW, and as well as the Volkswagen. You also receive a free 3-year or 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. So they're open Monday through Friday, so go check them out, or you can just give them a call at 615-844-EUROFIX. That's 615-844-EUROFIX, or you can check them out online at EuroFixOnline.com.
Zone.